Okay, ICANN 1, lesson 1. We're going to jump right on in. You're not going to hear a bunch of Vance because 23 minutes from now is the goal at the bottom of the hour to be concluded. So I do hope that you are ready to share what you gleaned, how your life was impacted, what you learned about yourself, and even were able to implement from reading through or reciting out loud with an outdoor voice the ICANN mantra or lesson 1. You can call it whatever you want, and as I shared last week, please, if there's a word change that you can modify so it rolls off your tongue and your lips better, please do it. And as we do that for the next 21 days, we're going to make a habit out of this, 28 days. Do not beat yourself up, as Marty and William and Michael shared. Do not beat yourself up. William really stresses this. Do not beat yourself up if you missed a day or you didn't make it through 5 days. Just get back on the horse. Get back on the wagon. That's imperative. And you'll learn this later in the session, the difference between guilt and shame, as Tukey shared last week. Guilt is admitting, yep, I made a mistake, I'm moving forward. That shouldn't happen again. Shame is saying, oh man, why did I do that? I can't believe. No, we're not into that because we don't do negative. So, on that note, who wants to go first? And if we can make it concise as possible, that way as many of us can share as possible.
All right, this is Ron. I'll go first.
Go for it, Ron.
So these concepts we're learning are not new to me. However, they are offering me a way to be accountable in my thinking to myself. The last 2 years, being an employee rather than the boss, which I was for most of my life, has been progressively becoming more painful for me, and the last months even more so. Last week after our call, found myself in negative self-talk, and as soon as I was doing that, I thought, I thought of the ICANN attitude. And this morning I woke up early being worried, and I wasn't able to go back to sleep because of it. So I got up and I read lesson 1 3 times in a row, and it calmed me right down.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, thank you, Ron. Who's next?
Vance, I'll go.
Go ahead, David.
Lesson 1 was actually interesting because before it even got started and kicked off, I came to realize I needed the ICANN attitude before I even knew what it was. Last Tuesday's call, I know the number because I've listened into the Saturday AM live call a number of times. I'm calling the number to get in, and I kept getting a recording that I was dialing an incorrect number. And I kept dialing the correct number, and I kept getting that recording that I was dialing an incorrect number. So I was getting very, very frustrated. I ended up having to get on customer service with my cell phone carrier and ended up missing the first 28 minutes of that call, and was getting very upset that that the cell phone service was not working when I knew I was dialing the correct number. So I ended up needing the ICANN attitude before I even knew what it was, but I got through and I was able to get the lesson printed out and do the homework assignment and realizing that now knowing what the ICANN attitude is, I've been able to implement that since a number of times since last Tuesday.
Fantastic. Thank you, David.
Yeah, this is Karen.
Go ahead, Karen.
Hi. I'm normally a person who reacts, and I negative self-talk. And I switched out of the teacher. So last week, I had a typically difficult class, and instead of reacting, I said in my head, the ICANN, and I noticed that when I chose my words or chose my actions, that the children were more receptive and calm down, you know, as I spoke to them softly, and I, instead of getting angry, or not yelling, but typically getting, you know, I got the results that I wanted from them. So I thought that was excellent, because I realized that people are receptive to you when you are positive, or you react in a way that's calmer.
And Karen, I'm gonna point out something and ask you a clarifying question. Would you say that or not reacting was in the last part of the mantra, that my I can attitude gives me serenity?
Oh yes, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a whole other paragraph, you know, underneath there, that, you know, if we surrender control of our I can attitude, and me personally, other people have chosen to memorize that. I chose not to. So we want to focus in on those core six.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
This is Rita. I try the mantra first thing in the morning, because you never know what the day's going to bring. And a situation cropped up this week where I remained calm throughout the week, and it was only because of the I can attitude.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rita.
This is Carolyn.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
I just found out about this call about 22 minutes ago. So I haven't done.
You're the newest member.
I didn't do lesson one. Yeah. And it's just so interesting that this happened today. I was at a women's chamber luncheon today, and we had a certified laughter leader, and It was a great little presentation about not picking up other people's negativity, and I think that put me in a really great mindset. So then when this was shared with me tonight, I was like, oh yeah, this is what I need. So I'm excited to be here with all of you. Thank you.
And we are excited to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Vance, this is Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
Yes, we've been doing this, me and my buddy Don here have been doing this for the last week or so. What I got from this first lesson, more than anything, is that before I even form my attitude, I have to remember that I need to have appreciation for life, waking up every morning, being able to take that breath, and having that chance for another shot, another, you know, day of success. And that's what I got out of this. And I feel that's most important of all. Because before, if you can't appreciate life, how are you going to form an attitude for it? That's all I have.
Well, that's all you have, and that's all enough. That's awesome. I got a comment from I don't even know how old my friend Bud is, but in 2 months, he and his wife will be married 70 years.
Woo!
70 years. And I tell you, I've known this guy for 40 years of my life. I met him when I was a kid. And, well, but he said the same thing. He said, Vance, I'm doing great. My hospice runs out next month. And I said, at that point, Bud, do they knock you off? They kill you? They pull the plug? What do you mean? He says, no, they reevaluate. But they only were going to stick around for 6 months, and I guess God wants me to stick around a little longer. But it was the breath. That's what, Eric, that's what you're right on. It's being thankful and being grateful for having the breath. And that's definitely part of the I can attitude. So thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Ben.
Hey, Vance, this is Ann.
Go ahead, Ann.
Well, I'm glad to have that breath, too, because I almost got it knocked out of me while I was waiting on a chairlift line to get on the mountain. and a very huge man rammed into me and threw me for a loop, flat on my back, on my head. I was standing still, an innocent bystander. I had a choice. I could make a choice. Was I going to get up and go on that chairlift or go in and, you know, have a pity party? I did have my back flexed with me, but I didn't have anything else. So I said, well, I'm just going to get on the chairlift, and because I came here today, and I came here with an attitude that I was going to meet someone that was going to be interested in Meekin. And so I said, I've got to get on that chairlift. I can get on it. So I got on it. 3 chairlifts later, a woman addressed me by name and asked if I was she. And, you know, they don't know what it is we have, but they want it. I was more impressed with the beginning of Marty's statement. They don't know what we have, but they want it. This lady wanted to know all about Meekin. She was a neighbor of mine, and she'd been looking for me all winter on the mountain and hadn't found me, but she found me on the trailer. So had I not gotten up, okay, with the I can attitude, and had I not carried on, I wouldn't have met her, and she wouldn't have known about Meekin. So I thought that was cool.
That is super cool. All the more reason to get out there and have fun on the slopes.
Vance, this is Tukey.
Go ahead, Tukey.
And I was like Rita, it's so much better to get it done in the morning because you just never know what your day is going to bring. But what I noticed that my day, I was more motivated, but what I noticed that mantra had already been a part of my life. Where the first session I did, I was focusing so much on memorization and saying it 5 times. A lot of times I didn't really grasp what was in that. This time, it was amazing because I thought, you know, through my day, I had so much to do this week. I mean, I faltered a couple times. I didn't look and say, oh, no, negative. Just got up and just got everything done. And I was thinking, you know what? That I can attitude is already a part of my life. Thank you.
Excellent.
This is Pat from Gary.
Good evening, Pat. Go ahead.
Well, I've had some fairly significant challenges this week, and so my I can't attitude changed a little bit, and I said, you know, God runs the whole world. He can manage Pat Kelly. This will be all going to be all right. And so things did turn out all right. And today I do home health, and one of the nurses came in while I was finishing my session, and she said, Pat, you're always so positive. I said, oh, well, look at that. Anyway, that's my story.
And you're sticking with it, aren't you?
I am.
That's awesome, Pat. Thank you.
Welcome.
This is Larry. And I just wanted to say that the I Can attitude has definitely helped me this week as we get ready for this meeting we're having tomorrow night, showing the film. And in fact, it motivated me to make one more call at 6:00 tonight, and the lady said, yeah, I want to go. And not that that's the only one that said it, but, you know, I've had several no's today, and that was a nice way to end the day with making calls.
That's awesome, Larry. Yeah, and I'm just optimistic that, you know, that the hookup, the way you and I are going to make it all work, that it actually works, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and by the way, just as a little teaser, I often do this on you and for you. Bill Cottle, who gave Larry and I the idea of doing a movie night and showing the documentary called The Grounded. He called me today, and he is going to be on Saturday AM Live this weekend. So if you want to use a really fun, I mean, most people like movies. And Larry and I have had more fun inviting people and saying crazy things. And it's going to be interesting to see how we're going to park all these cars in my driveway. But we'll figure that out later. You know, I can redo the lawn if I have to. So they can just park on the grass. I don't care. The important thing is just having fun and getting. And if you haven't seen it yet, go on YouTube and type in The Grounded. And it is an excellent. I've only watched half of it. I'm using that as part of my ammunition to invite people, saying, look, I liked it so much, I wanted to invite you to watch the rest of it with me. And one of my friends, longtime customer from a long, long time ago, him and his wife hadn't ordered anything in eons, he said, well, Vance, I'm coming just because I want to hang out with you. So, that is cool. So, hey, Jeannie, you haven't shared yet.
I was just going to pipe up. In light of the movie night, too, I'm planning on having a movie night myself, and I had a luncheon that I went to today and had a table there. And this value of my I Can attitude allows me to teach people something which will add value to their experience with me. It just really jumped out this week for me about the value of what we have to offer, and in the grounding mat specifically, but I usually focus on the water and sleep and now the grounding mat too. So I had two people that were interested in the grounding mat and want to know more, so I got to send out the trailer, and so that was really exciting. But just to add value, you know, we always want to add value wherever we go, and I've been hearing that a lot lately, and so I don't know, it just stuck out for me this week.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you, Jeannie.
I'm in South Carolina.
Go ahead.
Because I've been in this a few times, you learn about neuroplasticity, about how we can change the way our brain functions, really, how it flows, and how we go, instead of negative, we automatically think positive. So this next time through, you know, that line that says my mind is aware of those feelings, the feelings you internalize, and ultimately determines whether my feelings will be positive or negative by my choice of action. And those actions you perceive and become habits and will form my character. Well, I had an issue with my boss this week. And, you know, God's gifted me to do the job I do every day. And so he makes me look good. God makes me look good every day because he guides me into what I need to do. And so my boss was very upset with me because it wasn't perfect. I wasn't perfect last week. Yeah? He was perfect. And so he figured that out, and he was very upset that I fell short. And so I had a choice of whether I was going to be negative or positive about this, whether I was going to hang on to and get him, you know, just root the rest of my day, week, or whatever. And I got out of that very quickly because my brain has changed. And so I went to positive thoughts instead of the negative thoughts. And it's amazing when your brain does that, when it's always been the other way. And you've always been in this cycle for a while. And, you know, you're out of that cycle. You don't think that way anymore. And this course has just changed the way I think, and this is the way I act, and the way I live.
Thank you, Lori.
Hi, Vance. This is Lisa. Can I share?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Lisa.
Hi. So, I really like
Lisa,
the mantra.
Lisa, hang on 1 second. We got a lot of background noise, so if you can hit *6 on your line, anybody that's got background noise or you're moving around or your headpiece or your earpiece is rubbing up against a big hoop earring or something, I don't know. Fill in the blank. If it's not absolutely dead silent.
You know what? What's happening is that I was actually working and can you still, is it that bad still?
No, it's good now, but yeah.
Okay,
if you're,
I got
yeah,
away from the
yeah,
area that I was in.
So, go ahead.
I really liked the mantra when I first started it. I said, I'm going to say this thing for myself. When I did it the first time, I was just like, oh, this is a lot. And I just have to say that really, it's resonating with me, and it's tweaking me. I think that's about the best explanation that I can give. I include it with my prayers after I do my prayers and before I go out to work, and then I say this last. And so today I was thinking, oh my God, I'm working, doing Uber, and it's like, can I do this and listen to the class? And it just hit me, I said, yes, I can. So it's just like as soon as I dropped off the people that I had, I just put my little app on offline and got into the call. And so I just really feel good. It's tweaking me. That's it. And it's a good tweak. It is great.
Oh, that is an excellent, excellent word choice. Tweaking. I love it.
Yeah, because that's what it feels like, you know. So bit by bit, you know. I'm getting into alignment. You know, more of an alignment. So.
Okay.
That's it. Oh. That's all.
You're gonna absolutely love being tweaked into lesson two. I can guarantee it.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, I know we've got a couple more. I want to wrap it up here. Do you have any?
This is Amelia.
Go ahead, Amelia.
Well, my acting attitude gave me a feeling of accomplishment. It gave me a feeling of peace, especially when I got to the end when they said I surrendered control of what appears to be a negative situation. And then also on Saturday, I was able to sit still in that multitask, and I just felt so at peace, unlike tonight. But anyway, I like that sitting still in that multitasking and listening to the call. So that's all I have tonight. Thanks.
Thank you.
Beth?
Go ahead. There we go. I was looking for another male voice. Go for it.
This is Don Shank. I think what I realized is that in the cases where you can get away from someone negative, you know, maybe you can't from a boss or something like that, but I had to force myself to even read the I Can attitude because of a person who's negative and just, you know, causing problems. So I just have distanced myself from that person. And that, but I can't let them interfere with my attitude. So in the cases where you can, it may pay to distance yourself from negative people.
Yeah, and once you start making a habit of that, Dennis Williams is the master at that. And once you start making a habit of that in a pattern, people start to take notice. And sometimes we can't choose family members. However, if they're negative, pretty soon, if we're always taking the other road, they will notice and they'll pick up on that and they'll either change or they won't want to hang out with us because we're just too positive. And that makes it fun. I want to reiterate that something that Sandra Thornton shared with me, and again, she can't be on the call live, but she said, Vance, what this mantra, reading it through this week, has done for me, it's caused me to realize that if it's to be, it's up to me. This is my I Can attitude. This isn't up to somebody else. This is me. I get to determine what kind of attitude. I don't leverage and I don't yield that to anybody else. And I would do my best Sandra Thornton impersonation, but I won't, okay? So that's what she said. For me this week, it's to piggyback on what Jeannie Zeden said. The other part of the third aspect, my I Can attitude allows me to teach people something that will add value to their experience with me. I encourage them to respond in kind. That has always been my favorite of the six. And this week, I encourage them to respond in kind. That came front and center through a card from a friend in Ohio who said, Vance, I know what you're going through. I've been on this journey, and if I could get on a plane and fly all the way out there, I just want to give you a hug. And I'm sitting outside of a grocery store, and my eyes are sweating, and I can't get them to stop sweating because of what this dear friend put in a card. And I thought, this is exactly what that means. I encourage them to respond in kind. That man, it leveled me. It absolutely leveled me. So that's what this mantra does. And so again, remember the next 21 days, it's 28 days consistently to form a habit. And by the time, like I said last week, by the time you get to day 16, 18, you're going to start, it's going to just roll right off your tongue. And that's part of this week's homework, by the way, and I'm jumping right into lesson number 2, be in your right mind. Part of the homework, again, listen to lesson 2, one at least once a day, or read it, either or, you choose. Then memorize the first statement. My I can attitude is a manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. My I can attitude and my results are inseparable. They follow one another like night follows day. And then the last part of the homework is continue to read lesson 1 or the mantra every day for 5 times a day. I want to remind everybody again, there is no email. William talked about that. There's no email that's going to be automatically sent to you. I can barely manage, and what's the word? I guess it's manage. There are now 32. This is the most we've ever had part of the program. Now, some are not on tonight. Some of them didn't get a chance to share tonight, but most of them texted me or called me. This is the strongest group we've ever had. I think it's 32. 8, 10, yeah, 32 people are part of this group. If for some reason you're not getting the text from me, most everybody, I believe, received a text from me 12 hours ago. I sent it at 6 a.m. West Coast time. Yes, I rise early, and that's just when I chose to send it. If you're not getting that text from me, please pop me a text, and please do not respond to the group text. My phone does funny things when people start responding, and it starts deleting them out of the group. And I'd like to not have to keep redoing it every single week. But if you're not getting that text, please let me know, and then I'll make sure I'll figure out what's going on with my phone. Well, that's what the 17-year-old is for. Or the 9-year-old, they'll say, give me your phone, Daddy. Let me show you what you're doing wrong. And they're really good about that. They have very little patience with Daddy and technology. it's tons of fun, trust me. And as I already said, this Saturday, if you didn't catch it, Bill Cottle, who is the guy who, and basically if you want the rough numbers, and he'll share this on Saturday, how he used the film, what was his inspiration behind it, and the results that he's had. He had an invitation list of 45 people. He followed up with 25 of them that said they were going to come, and out of the 25, 18 showed up. And they simply watched a little over an hour-long documentary and then had some fun with the Kinko Ground. And he told me today, he said, Vance, I've sold a ton of these things. So it's a great way to use technology to introduce people to it, and we don't have to do the presentation that way. So, questions, comments, concerns? All right. Well, hey, thank you.
Yeah, I have a question.
Everyone.
This is Lisa.
Yeah. Go ahead, Lisa.
This is Lisa. So, everything that you said, I can find it on the instructions for the lesson 2 in terms of the homework is going to be on the website?
Correct. SaturdayAMLive.com, and then on the tab, I Can Attitude Development. That's the tab you're looking for. And then once you click on that, scroll all the way down to lesson number 2.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa. Okay. Well, hey, gang. Thank you again. Have a wonderful evening. Those of us who have evening left, it's still light out here on the West Coast. Woohoo! And if I don't talk to you on Saturday or we don't talk before then, we will chat next Tuesday night, same time, same number. And it's not too late if you want to invite somebody to join. The first 2 weeks are the easiest ones to jump on in. Week number 3 and 4, yeah, that's kind of a stretch. But weeks number 1 and 2 are real easy to catch up on. And the more the merrier, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, we could get crazy and get like 40 people. That would be nuts. But that's a whole lot of eye canning, and I would love it. So have a great evening, everybody.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you.